Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up in your life, your love, your health, and your wealth.
No matter where you are now or where you've been, there is a next level. We bring you 5 episodes a week, 4 of which are solo episodes with Kevin and I, and one world-class guest to help you get there.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode where we talked about why you must be open to change. Today, for episode number 490, we are going to talk about how to let go of what's not working.
So you had a story.
Some would say.
That you wanted to just open it right
some
up.
Some would say. With. I really, really, really prided myself on being part of the 4 a.m. club and waking up and saying, hey, get up, get after it, all these things. But I read a book called Sleep Smarter, and it really opened my eyes to the fact that I probably still wasn't getting enough sleep. So for me, I had to let go of what wasn't working.
Right.
Getting up at 4 a.m. is awesome, and I love it, and I want to do it again. But I was so caught up in that I was more focused on getting up at 4 a.m. than I was at
getting great sleep
or being as productive as I could or shifting around my schedule. Or I was really, honestly, really stubborn of saying, like, my morning routine has to be this way, has to be this way. And this ties into the last episode of being open to change. But today we're going to talk about how to actually let go of what's not working. For me, I slept until 6 today. Right, I slept until 6. I went to the gym. I came here, and I feel good.
Better? Do you feel more productive than you used to?
So, part of letting go of what's not working is figuring out what is working and how to do it better. So, for me, I have really dialed in my system of success. Like, I can get my entire system done in like an hour and a half.
Right.
And now I know that, like, okay, as long as I start today, Alan shows up at the studio at 12. As long as I start by 10:30. I can get my entire system done.
Right.
I got it all done. I was in the studio at 9 or 9:30. It was perfect. Right? So I would say I'm as productive, but I'm more refreshed.
Right. And for me, and this is an interesting dynamic as well, I have this weird thing, and I don't know if this is something that you go through as well, but I would rather do something with excellence and with focus and with a high standard than to do a bunch of things decent. I would rather do one thing with excellence than a bunch of stuff like that I just hammer off. Mm-hmm. And so I've kind of tried to redesign my life around that, because doing things half-assed, pardon my French, doesn't fulfill me at all. But it makes it way more important that I choose the right things and eliminate, automate, delegate, and procrastinate the rest. And knowing myself has forced me to stop trying to do everything. And that's another thing that I've had to let go of, to circle back to the main topic. I had to let go of this idea that only I can do it well.
Yeah.
And it wasn't conscious. It's not like I thought to myself, like, oh, only I can do this well. It's almost like choose wisely the things that you can do with excellence and then let the other things kind of be less important.
What's an example of something that it is working, but it's not working to the best of its capabilities? What's something for you that you've had to let go of that wasn't working, or maybe wasn't working well or the best?
I would say Next Level Nation. It's a great example. So Amy now is the champion of Next Level Nation, and she's posting every day, and she not only understands our listeners because she is one or was one, and is one, but you and I weren't able to be as consistent in that group as we wanted to be. And now we engage with her posts, and it's
a trigger.
Yeah. And I think that's one example of, like, I think the reason why I wasn't posting in there isn't because I didn't want to, but because I had other things that not only I believed needed my attention, but I also didn't want to post content that wasn't excellent.
Same.
And I think that's a great example of, like, eliminate, automate, delegate, procrastinate. that was an example of something that we've delegated. And now I think Next Level Nation will flourish beyond what it ever could have with you and I just kind of trying to do it half-assed versus her going all in on it with excellence. And I think that I know that you and I have talked about creating a culture in on our team where it's like everybody knows their genius zone and lives there and masters that. And, you know, we try to recruit based on the needs of the business. And it really comes down to essentialism. It comes down to essentialism is what you're talking about, which is how do I let go of my old ways and become this more honed in version of me?
And that's, it honestly still is super hard for me.
Yeah.
It like, I went to bed, Taryn and I went to bed last night at probably 10:30. And I literally said like, I should get up at 4. Like I really should get up at 4. And then it's almost like a sickness in a weird way.
It's become part of your identity.
It is. It is. And I feel like I'm slacking when I sleep till 6. Genuinely, when I wake up, I'm like, oh, half the day's gone already. It's this weird thing.
From your highest self, which one is better off in the long run? It's almost like you won't know until you do it for a while. But go ahead.
Sorry. I think the problem is, and again, going back to why you must be open to change. When Taryn switches back to her other job and she's at home more, then I think the 4 a.m. thing will, because we'll probably be in bed earlier.
Right.
Right? Because some nights she doesn't sleep at home. She sleeps at her apartment in the city. And so when we're together, it's like, well, we want to spend time together.
Right.
I think there'll be more quality time, which will allow me to say, look, I want to be in bed by this time.
Yeah.
This is the other thing, too. For me, being super disciplined and super unflexible when it came to things like that wasn't working. So saying like, babe, I want to be in bed at 9. Like, even though we only saw each other for an hour, I need to be in bed at 9. That's not sustainable for my relationship.
No, man. Flexibility. Systems are fire, but they have to have flex.
That was one of the things. Yeah. We were going to name this, like, why you need to be more flexible, but yeah. I didn't want you guys to think we're talking about gymnast stuff, because right. we do talk about mobility and flexibility. But honestly, like, that was a huge thing for me of, I struggle to be in bed at 9 p.m. because I want to be able to spend time with Taryn. Mm-hmm. Even if we're in bed at 9, like, what if we want to talk? What if we want to watch
right.
something?
What if you're on a note where there's a breakthrough?
Yeah.
Life is a constant dance between order and chaos, certainty and variety. Structure will create consistency and the compound effect. But it's so important to have flex. I've created my system is so designed around the ability to flex. You know, yesterday didn't go the way I'd hoped or thought that it might, but I have it's just enough to where it keeps me on the rails, but not enough to where I can't get back on the horse when I fall off.
Yeah.
And I guess what would you say to the listeners about what do you think is something that a lot of people hold on to that they need to let go of?
It's hard because everybody has different stuff.
I'll give you another example. So I said I would work out every day for the rest of my life. I haven't missed, but I flexed what that meant to me. So originally it was 40 minutes at the gym. I was so upset that the gym's closed. When they opened, I said, I'm going to do 40 minutes a day forever. Hurt my groin, stopped doing leg days. Now I go for a walk. So every third day I do 20-minute walk while listening to either our podcast or the Y Power podcast or a book. And now that's my exercise. So do I still exercise every single day for the rest of my life? Yes. And I haven't missed. But I flexed what that meant. And I think that's a perfect example of I actually had to let go of that 40 minutes every day because my body was breaking down.
Well, and I think the thing, and that's an important thing to understand. We wrote down on the board, progress over process. I want to be more focused on the progress I'm making and not stuck with the process
now. And they're connected.
They're definitely connected. Right. Now, this doesn't mean when your system of success gets hard, you abandon it. That's not what this means. Right. This means you figure out, I used to have like the strongest morning routine. It was way stronger than my morning routine is now, genuinely.
Right.
When I lived with Matt, I would wake up at 4:30, I'd foam roll while listening to a book, I would do my journaling, and then I'd take my pre-workout. Right now, since I'm commuting 20 minutes to the gym each way, I would literally have to get up at 3 a.m. for that to happen.
Yep.
That's not sustainable. So my system had to change. I had to let go of what wouldn't work. That just wouldn't work the same.
Because a new variable came of the gym being a 20-minute commute.
Yeah.
Whereas before it was 5 minutes. Not even.
Not even.
And so I think that's a great point is in life, it's picture expansion, refocus. you had a ton of focus with a fire routine. Okay, consider that focus. You created the compound effect that elevated you to a new level that now you could afford to live with Taryn, or actually that was kind of because of COVID, you ended up moving with Taryn. But this is what happens in life. Picture a plane on a runway. Focus creates momentum, and you start to build momentum. And when you build momentum, the airflow, the plane takes off. Kevin's scared right now.
I am very scared.
Yeah. His biggest fear is planes three times and sharks.
And sharks twice.
So this plane's over the ocean, right? No, I'm kidding. Okay, so the plane starts to take off and elevate. This is an analogy for you when you focus. When you focus, you build momentum. When you build momentum, you elevate. Great. You elevate your life. Now all of a sudden, new opportunities come. When those new opportunities come, you lose focus. And you have to fit new things. For us, I remember at one point, we wanted to get on other podcasts. And I said in advance, I said, I can't wait for our biggest challenge to be, I don't know how to handle all these podcasts.
Yeah.
And that happened. The problem is that when you focus, you build momentum, you elevate, you get new opportunities. Those new opportunities take away focus. You always say, if you stop doing what got you to the dance, you don't get to keep dancing. And so what do? We start to crash. By the time we notice that we're no longer elevating, we're actually crashing, it's usually massive pain. And then you have to go back to the drawing board. I think life will always, every Sunday, Emilia and I go back to the drawing board. You and I go back to the drawing board every Monday. How many times have we done a time audit and been like, we got to make a change?
Yeah.
And I don't think that process will ever end. And I wonder to myself if other people are letting go of the old to make room for the new.
I think we just get so caught in the process. The process of whatever it is, because it, at one time, that morning routine got me amazing results. Mm-hmm. Another time in my life, I bet you it'll get me even better results. But right now, that's not the process. It's not the right process for me. I had to let go of that.
Right.
I had to let go of that because it wouldn't work as well as it did previously. And I think it's almost like if you have to understand the difference between the process and the progress. Like, how much of my progress is based on this process?
Right.
Versus how much of this progress is based on my input? The process and the input are two different things.
Go deeper.
I'm still doing the same amount of work, if not more. I'm just doing it in a different order.
Okay.
Right?
I see what you're saying.
I'm not journaling first thing in the morning. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm also doing way more journaling than I was doing before.
Right.
Right? Every day, it's at least a page.
Right.
Before, I wasn't doing that. I was doing like four things, tracking the numbers, and that's fine. Now I'm tracking my finances on a spreadsheet because you helped me with that. Right. I wasn't doing that.
Right.
Right? I wasn't doing
that. See, that's an example of a new expansion that now your whole system has to adapt to that. It has to flex to that.
And it's so important. I think for us, maybe for you and I, it might be easier to see the progress because we can look at a lot of external things. For me, like the studio is huge progress.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like everything we have going on right now is huge progress. We have more people on the team than we've ever had. Mm-hmm. We've delegated and automated a lot of the podcast stuff. That's amazing.
Right.
The process of that is always changing.
Always.
And the process of me doing less but more elsewhere is going to happen. It's easy.
Happen forever.
And it's easy for me to look back and say, like, a year ago, things were way different.
Right.
Way different. Because I think our life is focused on progress. So it's a lot easier to see because I think we make more on the day-to-day because we're so focused on it. Like it's my job to grow.
Right.
If I'm not growing, I can't consistently bring value to the listeners. I'm not going to be a good mastermind or a partner for you
right. When
it comes to business. So I think that for us, it's almost like it's more exponential. So you can, there's more checkpoints to check in on. Every day I learn something new.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Even when you don't want to.
especially when I don't want to. It's like those are the days where it's like, you need to learn this, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever been afraid to tell your friends or your family what you really wanted out of life? It's clear that you want to get to the next level. Join our private Facebook group.
In that private Facebook group, you're going to get around a growth-minded, like-minded community who all have goals and dreams. That way you won't feel alone. You can be vulnerable. You can be understood. And again, there's nothing more important than getting on a winning team.
To join Next Level Nation, just click the link in the show notes.
I'm trying to think of a good example that our listeners go through. Let me think of, a client who is similar to most of our listeners. Let me think of something that they were holding on to. PPT, peak performance tracking. So all my clients are on one spreadsheet. The entire Next Level U team is on one spreadsheet. We all do peak performance tracking.
100% day today.
That's great. Not bad.
Actually, not right. 93.5. I still have to do my foam rolling.
Notice how I no longer do the competition as soon as Jeff's winning.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. We'll get it back.
Seems pretty right. Seems pretty appropriate.
But okay, so some of my clients have five. Instead of a daily dozen, I'm actually going to get rid of that. So it's going to be completely customizable. There is no one size fits all for success. Because if you have different goals, different values, different beliefs, you're going to have a different process, a different system. And then as things change, we all know when we're in a relationship, we do very different things than when we're not, right? If you're in a monogamous relationship, you're probably not having a ton of Y power to go out clubbing or whatever. And that's an extreme example, but everything is customizable. And so I think the question to ask yourself here, if you're out there listening, is when was the last time I went to the drawing board and re-customized my process to make progress? And what is the progress I really want to make? What's the progress I care about right now, not 10 years ago? I was on the phone with Amy after our Next Level Nation Mastermind last Friday, and I told her, she could tell I was off, and she's like, "Are you okay?" I said, "Honestly, essentialism, like I'm just overwhelmed. I have so much that I need to do. I got to go back to the drawing board. Like tonight, I really do need to redesign my system." And I did. And she's like, "I feel like you say that like every 2 weeks." Jokingly, she was supporting me. And I'm like, "Honestly, Amy, I do. I do redesign my system every 2 weeks because we're accelerating and we're growing and we're changing. I mean, I look back to pictures of me. I saw a picture of me when I was 28. And it's like, it's unrecognizable. Mm. It's like interesting. Like, I think at my core, obviously, I was still the same man, but I'm so different. Emilia and I talked about that this weekend too. When we first met a year ago, we are so drastically different than we were a year ago. And it's just accelerating, if anything. So, you know, if you're a listener right now, you're on this Next Level You journey. And the next level version of you is going to have to redesign their process. You're going to have to let go of the old belief, the old value, the old system. You know, it doesn't mean you scrap it all together, but it, maybe there's a unique flavor of that. You know, you can eat vanilla ice cream for the rest of your life, but you know, what if Rocky Road is better? You got to give it a shot. It's almost like a constant life of experiments. It's an infinite game. You keep experimenting. And like you with the book that you opened with of sleeping, how could you possibly have that new awareness and then not at least change something to accommodate that? You'd be Jeffing otherwise.
Yeah, it's interesting because the one of the major and main ways to figure out what's not working is to learn more.
Right.
Because what you're doing, you probably think, when we saw Brendon Burchard or we saw Tom Bilyeu at Brendon Burchard, he said, what you know has gotten you as far as it can.
Right.
In this, like, and is it that simple? Probably not. Maybe you're not, you know, taking as much action as you should.
Right.
But in a way,
or
like,
maybe the compound effect, you're not.
Right. Yeah. In a weird way, like if you feel like you know everything there is to know about sleeping and you're doing what I was doing, you need more information in order to change or some sort of pain.
Yeah.
Right. But for me, awareness
and
is
those
usually
two are connected.
Pain. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can either proactively go seek the feedback, or you can wait until you burn down.
Yeah.
And most people choose that second one. I'm guilty of that as well. I mean, the rebrand, man.
Yeah.
The rebrand, hyperconscious was not working. We had a goal at the beginning of 2020 to reach 5 million listens. And we're open about that. And we've since upped that. But when you're tracking and you're not hitting your goal, you have to go to the drawing board and say, okay, why?
Yeah.
We had to realize that our branding was the Hyperconscious Podcast. You know, I still use the word hyperconscious all the time, being acutely aware, but I don't know if a lot of people know what that means. And I think Next Level You, Next Level University, it's a place you come to learn. It's a mentor in your pocket. It's more congruent with what we're trying to do. And that was painful. We had to let go. Again, this is about letting go of the old. Let go of what's not working. We had to let go of the old brand to lean into the new one. And we went and got feedback from Evan Carmichael, our coach, who made us realize what we kind of already knew.
Yeah.
And it was enough pain for us to go, you know what? I think he might be right. And it was painful. It was tough. Why? Because hyperconscious was our identity, just like the 4 a.m. club was your identity.
Yeah.
So what does someone do when they've they've created. Tony Robbins has a quote. He said, there's no more powerful part of the human condition than staying consistent with who we believe we are. Your identity is who you believe you are. If you believe you're good at math, if something comes along that proves you're not, you're going to go fix it. If you believe you're good at basketball, you're going to either avoid really good basketball players to keep that belief, or you're going to get better at basketball. And so what would you give to someone? What would you say to someone who maybe is stuck in a 4 a.m. club, or stuck of I'm a night owl, or stuck in I'm not a morning person? Like, how do they shift that? And why should they?
I think it's understanding why. What jumped off the page for me is 4 a.m., I'm a savage. That, like, I'm a savage.
That's your identity.
Yeah, I'm a savage. I get up at 4 a.m. I get up before anybody else does. Not because I want to get up before other people do, but this is what I do. This is who I am.
Right.
I choose when I get up, and I choose to get up at 4 a.m. Now, do I still want to do that? Yes. That is still my goal. My goal is going to be to do that, but it's going to be to do that effectively and making sure that it's working. But for other people.
Your goal was to get up at 4 a.m. What your real goal could or should be is to be the best version of Kevin.
Yeah.
And the best version of Kevin might sleep till 5 if he went to bed an hour later and wanted to spend time with Taryn.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's interesting because it's like...
It depends on what you consider the best version.
Right.
Or the most productive or the most accessible.
Let's break that down. What was your old goal versus now? What changed?
I think I felt like when I got up at 4 a.m., I was getting more done.
And what changed about that awareness? Like, do you no longer believe that?
Yeah, I realized that really all I need is like an hour and a half of productive, focused time to get everything on my system done. I use this analogy on book club because we're reading Atomic Habits.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot about habits. I've done a lot of work with my habits to make sure that they're high level. I told everybody on there, I said, I look at my habits and my system of success as Tetris, okay? I have a 15-minute block. What can I fit in this 15-minute block? My social media posts. I can do those in 15 minutes. Boom.
Right.
Right?
Especially when they're two lines.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, somebody said short and sweet. I like it that way.
Yeah, that's important. I'm just...
No, you're good.
Yeah, if anything, mine are too long.
Meditation. 15 minutes. Cool. I can fit 15 minutes in between these two calls. For me, learning how to be more effective opened up like... Do you have to get up at 4 a.m. in order to get everything done?
Of course not.
Not really.
It's a 16-hour block.
Yeah.
Because if you're sleeping 8, it doesn't matter. And I came to that awareness too, because you know I used to be 3:30 a.m., yeah. 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I think I evolved past that. And to a detriment, now I want to dial it back. I want to get to bed a little earlier. You know, I think at night your willpower tends to be lower. And also in the early morning, there's less distraction.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And the other thing too, and this is a whole other thing. When I was getting up at 4, I was doing a lot of the client work. So one of my clients, his podcast episodes drop at 8 a.m.
Right.
Right. So I don't ever sleep past 8.
Right.
That's not going to happen because I have clients that could be texting me.
Yeah.
So for me, it was like I had to be up at 4 so I can make sure all of the work was done.
Yeah.
Now we've delegated that work. We have people that take care of that and do that at a high level. So I don't really have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So I can get away with, you know, getting up at 7 and saying, okay, all I have to do is make sure this is set, make sure everything's good here, and send it off.
Pros and cons, man.
That's the other thing that's changed. I think when it comes to letting go of what's not working, you have to take into consideration the circumstances. What else has changed in the landscape of your life? Maybe you used to do a 9-to-5,
right,
and now you have your own clients. Maybe you used to live next to the gym, and now you live 20 minutes away. All these things.
What are the habits that the 9-to-5 created that are no longer optimized?
Right. It's such an important thing.
Yeah.
But it's hard. You have to take a step back and realize just because it's currently what you're doing and what you've always done doesn't mean it's the best thing for your progress.
It honestly isn't. Because there's no version of life where you cannot make it a little better. Mm. And I think that's another important thing. Like right now, if you and I were to spend 2 hours in front of the whiteboard and I dialed in your every moment, your Tetris, your habits, there is a way to improve it.
For sure.
And improvement is predicated on the measurement. In other words, what's your goal?
Yeah.
If your goal is 5 million listens, that's a very different goal than if your goal is $5 million. Now, is there a way to integrate them? Yes.
Yeah.
But one has to be the priority. And what you do underneath it, it's all, we got to do an episode on that at some point. Awareness and how it's connected to your ability to manifest.
Consider it done. We will do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been saying this on every episode. I will say this on every episode up until December 1st. So we are doing a giveaway. All you have to do to be entered into this giveaway is leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app, screenshot it, take a picture of it, send it to somebody on the team, just so we know who you are, and you will be entered to win one of five $50 Amazon gift cards. We'll be giving those out on December 1st, so you can, you know, do whatever you want with them for the holidays, whatever you want. Free money is great money.
Christmas is coming up. Do something nice for someone you love. I think that
if you don't celebrate Christmas, then you can...
Yeah, holidays are coming up.
Buy $50 worth of anything you want.
Yeah, and if you want to, you know, buy $50 worth of, you know, new clothes for Kevin and I or something.
Taryn just keeps buying me new clothes, yeah. So we're good there.
No, I'm kidding. All right, so what's one thing before we go, and then I'm going to talk about the masterminds.
We got to do it quick.
I know we do.
Quickly.
Next level. What's one thing for the listeners to get to the next level?
Quickly. I would literally sit down and write out everything that you do on a daily basis, and on a scale of 1 to 10, how much progress is that taking you to the next level?
Oh, right.
It's brutal.
In addition to that, I would say just make sure that you have done it long enough to understand the compound effect of it.
Yeah.
So don't do something for one day and then say, oh, this isn't working.
Right.
That doesn't, you know, you have to have a weekly rhythm.
That's true. Good point.
Also, every Monday, speaking of weekly rhythms,
every Monday,
6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Next Level U Masterminds. Top 10 ways. Tends to be a trend where we're giving massive information. If you want new awareness, you want change, you want to be part of a next level community, that is the place. There is no more valuable thing we do, in my opinion. Join us, and we will talk to you there.
Bada bing, bada boom. If you are watching us on YouTube, make sure to subscribe and hit the button so you get notifications every time we drop new episodes. We will do that 5 times a week until forever. And then if you listen to us on Apple or wherever else, make sure you subscribe so you don't ever miss any episodes. Because again, we post a lot of content, and we want to make sure you're getting all of that content.
For sure.
And as we say, from time to time, we do not have fans, we have family.
Truth.
We'll talk to you on the next one.
Talk to you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for joining us for another episode of Next Level University.
One podcast episode can change your life forever. If you got value from this episode, please share it with someone you care about deeply.
And we will talk to you on the next one.